Wednesday evening. And early morning Thursday was probably one of the greatest sporting events of my life. But it's not just the outcome of the World Series that has me excited. There actually are four things I wanted to share with you about that game. They really helped draw me into the beauty of what we celebrate this All Saints Sunday. First, in the sixth inning, two Cubs players, Rizzo and Ross, shared a vulnerable moment. It was broadcast on television. Rizzo had his arm around the older Ross, nicknamed Grandpa Ross. Rizzo told him that he was an emotional wreck. "It's understandably so, buddy," said Ross. "I hear you. It's only going to get worse. Just continue to breathe. That's all you can do, buddy," Ross says to Rizzo. Now, I know it's not a life and death struggle, and I know that it was just a game. "Just breathe," Ross says. Jesus knows that we, in our journeys, also will be emotional wrecks. Our text reminds us that we will be physically assaulted and spiritually attacked as the body of Christ. Jesus hears our cry in the battle. He knows our frame, that we are but dust. The people of God will experience poverty, hunger, grief, sadness, hatred, and persecution worldwide. At the same time, we are called to an impossible challenge, which Nikki just mentioned earlier, to love one another as Christ has loved us, to love our enemies, Jesus says, to do good to those who hate us, to bless those who curse us, to pray for those who abuse us, to do to others as you would want them to do to you. Just breathe. We are called to love freely, sacrificially, even against our own sinful nature, to overcome our hatred, our retaliation, and even the curse of death. Yes, God calls us to do the impossible, and with Him, all things are possible. By His Spirit, by just breathing into us, just as He did the breath of life into Adam's nostrils. To go against the grain of the world that so often seems against us, and to love, to breathe in the grace of God, and to breathe out that same grace to those around us. We're on the same team. Be sisters and brothers in Christ, Jesus challenges us. Put your arms around one another. Lean on each other. Jesus said, "It may just get worse." Be teammates. Share the struggle. Encourage one another. Just as Jesus breathed the Spirit on His apostles, breathe encouragement and strength into one another. Second, that smile. It was an extra 10th inning after a rain delay. The Cubs just need one more out to be World Series champions. Third baseman Bryant sees his opponent hit a slow ball toward third base. He throws it to Rizzo to get the final out. Spoiler alert, Cubs win. But even before that final moment, there was that smile. That smile said, "This is it. We're almost there. We will have the victory." The slow motion replay of it, I watched that I don't know how many times, to see Bryant grinning from ear to ear even before the ball reached his glove and as he threw the ball. "Rejoice, leap for joy," Jesus says. Your reward is great in heaven. Go ahead and smile, since you know what is coming, dear Christian. Just minutes before that, there was a rain delay. ABC News spelled rain R-E-I-G-N. That's kingdom language. They made that connection. This is how Jesus wants us to live and to love, as citizens of his kingdom, where the reign of God has already begun to break through the darkness and the evil. And so we smile. We leap for joy, since we know what is coming. We are almost there. Third, the curse. Baseball fans can be a superstitious lot. Many people, I think, truly believe that there was a curse by the owner of a goat. People talk about it, as a matter of fact, with straight faces, even on television. The curse of the goat has been broken. Dear child of God, the curse of sin, evil, and death has indeed been broken for you. What our first parents brought upon us will be and has been reversed. Yours is the kingdom. You will be filled with good things. You will laugh. You will, and I will rejoice. We'll even leap for joy. And today we will reap our heavenly reward. We will celebrate the victory Christ has won for us. Fourthly, the cloud of witnesses. One man listened to the game on the radio, sitting atop his father's grave. Can you believe that? He wanted to share that moment of victory because they made a promise that they would win and they would witness that together. What they shared in the ballpark could not be separated with them. Even the grave was not going to separate father and son that day. People flocked down to an empty Wrigley Field the next day. They said they felt the presence of parents and grandparents that have long since left us. What they shared in the ballpark could not be destroyed by death. Fans told stories of how loved ones brought them to games over the last 108 years, never to see them win the World Series. It brought out a generational love, a love that is passed down from generation to generation through the ages and even transcends time. That's for Cubs fans. How much more of a reality do we have as citizens and co-heirs of the kingdom of God? We are part of an international coalition of believers. We share love from the kingdom of God to a hostile world. We get to participate in the celebration that has already begun in heaven and continues today. Nothing separates us from heaven and its reward. Not the grave, not death, not anything. With angels, archangels, and the whole company of heaven, we will soon receive the body and blood of Christ, given for our forgiveness and to assure us of eternal life, that we have the victory. We are part of a team with a multitude that no one can number. We're sinners transformed into saints, those who share our struggle, but now have begun their eternal reign. Our reward is great in heaven, and the kingdom's blessings overflow to us now. O blessed communion, fellowship divine, we feebly struggle, they in glory shine. Yet all are one in thee, for all are thine. And when the fight is fierce, the warfare long, steals on the ear the distant triumph song. And hearts are brave again, and arms are strong. The golden evening brightens in the west, soon, soon to faithful warriors cometh rest. Sweet is the calm of paradise, the blessed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.